Hello, I'm back. Today I wanted to do a quick demonstration of the SodaStream since I've talked about it a bit on Twitter. I've got a special bottle here and I'm going to fill it up using my water cooler because the carbonation works best with cold water. And so I'm doing that. Hopefully I have enough water left in the cooler. I am running out of water and change the jug. But hopefully I can get through this. Now there's a line that you have to fill to, and I just got it just about perfect. You don't want to fill past that line because it needs to be able to have room for the carbonation and the flavor syrup. I'm actually going to be making root beer. So now what I've done is I've got my bottle, I've got my machine. It's tall and skinny, and the back is a little canister that's full of the carbonated gas. I'm going to push this one part up. There's a little stick on it. You want to put the stick into the bottle because that's where the carbonation is going to come in. And then you screw the bottle onto the machine. And fortunately, I did that without actually dropping the bottle. Now, I'm going to add the carbonation now. There's a button, and you just want to push it a couple of times. And this is actually going to make the water carbonated. All right. Now when I push this bottle back with this lever, you're going to hear, hopefully, I'm going to bring the phone over here so you can definitely hear it. You're going to hear a nice fizz. So that releases the gas, and now I can take the bottle off of the machine. And I'm going to do that. And I've only got sample packets at this point, so I don't have the actual good flavor syrup things. But this is a sample of root beer. I'm going to take the little cap cover thing off. It's not really a real cap. And then you're supposed to tip the bottle kind of sideways, but not enough so that it spills out, obviously, and then pour the syrup into the bottle so that it kind of goes down the side. And I didn't do a very good job of opening this one, so it's not really coming out the greatest. But from what I've been told, you actually use the entire flavor packet, which I was not doing at first, and I couldn't figure out why I was getting such weird results. Okay, that tells me that it's done. I'm smelling root beer. Now I'm going to put the cap onto the bottle, and you have to use special bottles. You can't just put any bottle. And now I'm kind of rotating it back and forth in my hands a little bit. You don't want to shake it, obviously, because it's going to be carbonated. But you do want to, you know, move it around a bit so that it actually gets all mixed together. And if I've done this right, when I take the cap off, a little bit of a pop, now I should have root beer. Let's see. I most definitely do. It's been said that the root beer is good, and I have to agree. This definitely came out nicely. You don't want to carbonate after you've added the flavor because it will clog up the machine. And I think that's probably about it, so I'm going to go and publish this. Bye for now.